USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Mauricio reporting.
A hero is welcome when 5 wheelchair confined Ukrainian soldiers arrived in Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Saturday night. They're in the U.S. to get prosthetic limbs. We're welcomed by dozens of Ukrainian Americans providing assistance. Yakov Radnar of the Minneapolis Limb Lab is honoring his parents and siblings back home.
I'm ready and feel very excited to help these people and do my small part to show them support and show them my respect.
One of the natural wonders of the West, Utah's Great Salt Lake, is under threat. Officials are now sounding the alarm about climate change and the worsening drought, pushing that lake to the brink of a crisis. High temps and record-breaking western drought has Utah's Great Salt Lake inching towards ecological disaster. Utah already plagued by dust storms that could potentially be hazardous for the state's most populous city. But currently, the lake is so low, only airboats can operate. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
I'm Tony Mauricio reporting. Historic heat has many people worried about paying their utility bills. Democrats in Washington say they want to provide more relief, citing the rising cost of climate change. At a briefing in New York on Sunday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer proposed adding billions of dollars to the budget for a federal program that helps vulnerable populations across the U.S. during extreme temperatures all year long. The senator described unprecedented demand in the Empire State.
There has been such a big demand for this program, given the heat wave. The applications went up from about 10,000 to 30,000, a 200% increase in demand.
A recent Supreme Court decision that limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to fight the climate crisis could also hamstring President Joe Biden's authority to cancel federal student loan debt. Facing political pressure from the left, Biden's been weighing whether to take executive action to broadly forgive a portion of the balances for 43 million people with outstanding federal student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A fast-moving brush fire near Yosemite National Park exploded in size Saturday into one of California's largest wildfires of the year. This prompted evacuation orders for thousands of people and shutting off power to more than 2,000 homes and businesses. The Oak Fire started Friday afternoon southwest of the park near the town of Mid Pines in the Mariposa County, and by Saturday had grown to nearly 19 square miles. Governor Gavin Newsom proclaimed a state of emergency for the county, and Mike Healy was one of those who was evacuated.
We've got our health. We were able to get out. We've got a helping hand, and the Red Cross are doing a tremendous job.
Cost-conscious consumers are buying more store brands at the supermarket, raising pressure on big food companies that are dealing with their own rising costs. Lower-cost oatmeal, pickles, granola bars, and coffee made by companies like Treehouse Foods and sold by retailers like Walmart and Kroger are gaining traction with consumers for the first time since the pandemic began, according to market research firm IRI. And 3 years ago, Queen's iconic Bohemian Rhapsody video reached 1 billion views on YouTube, a new record for one of the band's videos, and the first pre-1990s video to hit that mark.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo! Galileo!
This is USA Radio News.
Magnifico!